What's the most sustainable way to love fashion? It's changing the way you shop by shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. When you shop with The RealReal, you'll find the luxury brands you love, like Prada, Celine, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail. And when you're ready to refresh your wardrobe, you can sell the pieces you no longer wear to fund your next new to you finds. Buy, sell, repeat. Guilt-free. The RealReal extends the life cycle of luxury by keeping coveted items in rotation. Sell to shop, shop to sell with The RealReal. It's better for the planet and better for your closet. Plus, during Earth Month, you can earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn $100 extra during the entire month of April at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Welcome to the See You Sunday podcast, your weekly dose of honest, real, and relatable conversations that feel like catching up with your closest friend. I'm your host, Jasmine, and here we explore all things personal growth, lifestyle, wellness, girl talk, and everything in between. Tune in every Sunday and walk away with a full soul, fresh motivation, and inspiration to carry you through your week. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode here on See You Sunday, or if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine, and welcome to this week's conversation. I hope you are all having a great start to your week, end to your week, whenever you happen to be listening to this episode. And I kind of just want to jump into today's conversation, honestly, because everything that I want to talk about and share is in today's episode. So I feel like I've been in a phase lately in my life where I have been having a lot of realizations about life in general. There have been things that I've been hearing, reading about, conversations I've been having, things that I've been noticing that have really been sticking with me lately, and they've turned into these really good reminders that I've needed in this particular season of my life. Instead of just keeping them in my notes app, I wanted to share them with you guys. And these are very random, by the way. There is no rhyme to today's conversation. These are just random things that I've been reminded of as of recently. They've been great friendly reminders that I've needed, and like I said, just things that I've been noticing and I've really needed to hear or be reminded of in this season of life. If I could describe this season of my life, it's definitely a good season, but it's also a weird in-between season, if that makes sense. Like, I am definitely not where I was 6 months ago, a year ago. I'm in a better place mentally, emotionally, physically. Like, I'm not dealing with burnout anymore. I feel a lot more like myself. I'm finding my creative spark again. I'm getting back into my routine. So it's definitely like a very positive, happy season. But at the same time, I'm in this in-between season where I'm grateful I'm no longer where I used to be, but I know that I want more for myself and for my life. I'm learning to fall in love with the process and be where my feet are, essentially, and not focus so much on the future and where I want to be, where I want to go, what I want to experience, what I want to have, and feel grateful for where I am right now, because I know 6 months ago, I only wished that I could be in this place that I am. And I don't want to fall into that cycle where you're always wishing for more or wishing you were somewhere else and not enjoying like your present season. And so yeah, that's kind of where I am in life. I'm very happy and content, and I'm figuring things out at the same time, and I don't have all the answers to everything, but I'm also looking at that as an exciting thing. Instead of feeling like, oh my gosh, I don't have all the answers, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm anxious, I'm overwhelmed, I'm trying to flip that into, oh my gosh, how exciting that I get to figure out what these next steps in my life are going to look like, what this next season can look like, and kind of switch it into a more positive experience rather than like freaking out and being obsessed with finding the answers and trying to have it all figured out. And yeah, that's kind of the season of life that I'm in now. But regardless of the season that you're in, I think these reminders are so needed through any season, any chapter, any phase of your life. This is going to be a very short and sweet episode, but I hope that you're able to take some of these reminders with you throughout the week. But yeah, let's go ahead and get into these reminders. The first being a very obvious one. I think this is something that we all know, but I especially needed to be reminded of this, and it's that growth doesn't always feel good. When you are growing as a person, you're making different decisions, you're choosing to walk away from certain things, you're setting boundaries, you're ending friendships, you're whatever you're doing to help you grow, it's not always going to feel good. It is not always going to be fun. And even if you know you're making a decision that is helping you grow in some way or is the best decision for you, that doesn't always mean it's going to be easy or that you're going to be happy about making that decision. I would say definitely in the last year, I've had to remind myself of this so many times. If you guys have been around, you know, last year when I turned 30, I essentially burned my entire life to the ground. I quit my full-time job. I ended some friendships. I made a lot of changes in my life that I knew that was the right thing to do, but it also didn't feel good. It wasn't easy. It was uncomfortable. It was hard. Even afterwards, you can question yourself and wonder, did I make the right decision? And I think those are very normal thoughts and feelings to have. But then I had to remind myself how I felt when I was in those situations, when I was in those environments, and remind myself that I was not happy. Just had to remind myself, growth doesn't always feel good. You can know you're making the right decision for you, for your future, for your happiness, for your life, and still feel sad about it, angry, lonely, uncomfortable, but that doesn't mean it's not the right decision. And kind of piggybacking off of my first reminder, my second reminder is you don't always have to feel good to be making progress in your life. And this is a mindset that I've been adopting with everything that I do. I am no longer waiting to feel good, to feel motivated, to feel inspired, to feel happy before I do something, whether it's creating content, working out, working on my goals, showing up for myself. Yeah, sometimes I will feel motivated and inspired to do something, and I love those moments, but let's be real, most of the time, we're not motivated to show up. We don't feel like doing certain things. And I used to have a very bad habit of not doing things because of my mood. Like that quote on Pinterest says, follow the plan, not the mood. And this is definitely something that I've been adopting this year. Even if I didn't have the best sleep the night before, even if I'm in my luteal phase, if I woke up in a bad mood, it doesn't matter. I'm going to show up in the best way that I can. Obviously, not every day is going to be 100%, but if all I have to give that day is 30%, then I'm going to show up and give that 30%. This has definitely helped me show up for myself more consistently. And when you show up consistently, that is when you start to see progress. Okay, and my third reminder for you is that sometimes the answer is not needing more, needing something better or bigger. Sometimes you just need to nurture and steward what you already have. This is something that I was reminded of as of recently. So without giving too much context, I have been in the market for something for a very long time. I've wanted it. I've researched it. I've been like, I want. And I've been taking the steps to make this happen. I finally got to the point where I was about to purchase this thing. I was about to have it after all this time talking about wanting it, needing it, wishing I had it. And before I actually made the final steps to like purchase this thing, I had this realization that I had this huge epiphany and feeling that it was not the right decision. And it was so surreal because for such a long time, I've been talking about wanting this, needing this, obsessing over it. And when I finally was about to do it, something in me said, don't do it. This is not the right decision. It just did not feel aligned. The circumstances didn't feel the greatest. And something in me just said, no, don't do it. And so I decided to back out at the very last minute. What I had already was good enough. There was absolutely nothing wrong with what I already owned and what I already had. It was more me just being in that mindset of wanting something fresh and new and exciting. And I think sometimes in life, you know, we can get caught up in that, whether it's like buying the latest car, a bigger apartment, a newer bag. There's so many things that we are after and chasing. And listen, don't get me wrong, I am not anti-consumerism at all. I love a good retail therapy moment. I love online shopping. I love buying things. But at the same time, I'm definitely not like consumerism final boss either. I make smart decisions. I really think about my purchases and the things that I own and all that. And I always want to make sure that if I'm investing in something, if I'm buying something, if I'm owning something, that it's coming from a very aligned, abundant place and not a place of, well, I just want to look good on social media or I want other people to be impressed with what I have. I've just been reminded that sometimes we don't need more. What we need to do is nurture and appreciate what you already have. And that has flipped such a switch in me, and that need to want something more, better, bigger has completely disappeared. which is absolutely insane, because when I tell you that I have been obsessing over wanting this thing for the last few years, I've been saying, I want this, I want this, I want this. I don't care about what I have. I want this. And when I was so close to getting it and realizing that it was not the right decision, it was not the right time, it was not the right circumstances, and choosing not to go forward and choosing instead to appreciate what I currently have. And it's just so crazy how now, like, my mindset is completely different and I feel so appreciative of what I do have. And I know for a fact, if I would have ignored my intuition and followed through, I would have made a really big mistake. I am very content with what I currently have and where I am right now, but I know in the future, if circumstances change, if things are a little bit different and it feels like the right decision, then that's a totally different conversation. But sometimes we need to kind of check in. Okay, my next reminder that I think many of us need to hear right now is that in order to have community, sometimes you have to show up for your community even when you're struggling. And this is something that I want to practice more of in 2026, but this is something that I've actually been reminded of just from certain people in my life. Like, I have someone in my life who's currently going through a very challenging season, probably one of the hardest seasons of life that they've ever experienced, but despite that, they have still been showing up for their community and their friends and their people for me. And I really admire that, because I know it is not easy to show up for people, especially in their happy moments when you are struggling so deeply. I think right now we're in a very selfish era where we just think about ourselves. We feel like we don't owe anyone anything, and we kind of just go ghost when we're going through it. And I admit that I struggle with this as well, especially last year when I was like in my funk. I definitely went MIA. I was not texting people back. I was not showing up for people. I was just very stuck in my own world. And that's something that I really want to get better at in 2026. And again, there needs to be a balance. Sometimes you can't show up for others if you are going through it, if you're struggling mentally, if you're physically unwell. I think this is where communication is really important, because if you don't show up for your people and you're not communicating what's going on, that is when like friction can occur in relationships. And if they are your true friends, your true people, then I think they should have like understanding about that. But I also just find it very admirable when people are able to show up for others even when they're struggling. Like I said, I have someone in my life who is currently struggling in a lot of ways, but they're still showing up for their community. And that has reminded me to be more like that and to show up more consistently and to also communicate if I am having a hard time or if I'm not able to show up for whatever reason. But I definitely think that in order to have community, you have to be willing to show up for others and be inconvenienced sometimes as well. And the next reminder that I really needed is knowing when you've done all you can do on your own and when you need to ask for support, especially if you are anything like me, you're very independent, you don't like to rely on other people, you don't like to feel like a burden, and you try to figure everything out on your own. It's so important to understand and know when you've done all you can do on your own and when it's time to ask for support. And I had this reminder recently. I just had a moment last week where I really just felt so overwhelmed by a lot of things. It wasn't like one specific thing in my life or one specific situation. It was many things at the same time that I thought I had a good grip on, that I thought I was in control of. But I realized, okay, I've done everything that I can on my own. Clearly, I need someone to like guide me or assist me. And that prompted me to like go back to therapy. It could be, you know, if you are a business owner and you're doing it all on your own and needing to understand and know when it's time to hire your first employee or hire an assistant, or if you are a mom and you're doing it all on your own, knowing when to ask support, or if you are working a 9-to-5 and you're feeling very overwhelmed at your job and understanding when to ask your boss manager for help. Like, I think it's so important to know when you've done all you can on your own and when it's time to ask for help. And the last reminder that I think we all need to hear right now is that when you choose yourself in life, life has a way of choosing you back. every opportunity in life that presents itself to us is an opportunity to choose ourselves. Like a good example of this is when I quit my job last year. That was an example of me choosing myself. I was choosing to walk away from something that just wasn't making me happy. I was choosing to walk away from my boundaries not being respected, from feeling like I was being overworked and underpaid. And instead, I decided to choose myself. And ever since then, things have just been falling into my lap, opportunities, meeting the right people, money coming to me in unexpected ways. Like, things have just been working out for me in ways that I can't even explain or understand. And it's been such an incredible experience to go through. Since almost a year ago when I decided to quit my job, everything that's like happened since then, the opportunities that I've gotten, the growth that I've experienced, a lot of the things have just seemingly fallen into my lap. But I think that's what happens when you decide to choose yourself and choose what's best for you. And this is definitely something that I am keeping in mind as I just like go through life, is choosing myself, choosing what feels right, and watching life kind of do its thing. But anyways, these are all of the recent friendly reminders that I personally have been needing in this season of my life. And I think we all need to hear and be reminded of from time to time. I hope that, you know, one of these reminders resonated with you in some way and you're able to carry this with you throughout the week. I really hope that you enjoyed this week's episode. And if you did, I would so appreciate if you could rate, give the podcast a 5-star review. Share this episode with anyone who you think may also enjoy today's conversation. As always, I will see you Sunday.